I'm Jeffrey Freiman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The Carmel Bach Festival takes a village, and takes over a village. Rather than a series of visiting musicians rotating through, they're in town for the duration.
They're all staying in people's houses or in apartments, all in Carmel. They all bring their kids, so they go to the beach when they're free, if ever they are free.
Paul Goodwin, musical director of the Carmel Bach Festival, says that builds a feeling of community. And so does opening up many rehearsals to the public for free.
I've always felt that a conductor and an orchestra can be rather inaccessible. I would like for the audience to be able to get more of a hold on what happened. And it's proving a great success. One of my first rehearsal, chorus rehearsal with the orchestra of the B minor mass, and would you believe it, nearly 600 people turned up.
This is the 75th anniversary of the festival, so Goodwin says they're exploring pieces that would have been done and looking back at ideas from the last three quarters of a century. One of the traditions that he started is crossover concerts, with this year's guest artists Mike Marshall and Katharina Lichtenberg.
So what you have is a combination of one of the great mandolin players of America with his wife, who is actually the premier European mandolin player. Of course, he specializes in jazz and bluegrass and folk as well as classical, where she is absolutely pure Baroque mandolin player. So the combination of them both I find very exciting.
While the goal is to keep audiences happy, Paul Goodwin sees the varied concert opportunities ensuring that festival musicians stay that way too.
They can also fulfill themselves by singing solos in the chamber concerts or playing Brahms sextets or string quartets or solo oboe recitals or whatever. And because they're fulfilling themselves in other ways, both with their families and their own solo ambitions, when it comes to playing in an orchestra, they're extremely happy to go along with the status quo and do what I ask.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.